I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the final moments of the universe. But how is everything going to end? Is the life going to slowly drain from 1,000 cold, dead galaxies? Or will the stars get ripped apart by a wave of strange new matter? Or will everything contract down to a tiny point and then explode again in another Big Bang? Well, all of these possibilities are the subject of a new book by astrophysicist Katie Mack called The End of Everything. And be warned, some of the catastrophes she's about to describe really do make the coronavirus look like a walk in the park.
In the book, I talk about five different possibilities, like the big crunch where the universe collapses on itself, or the big rip where it's torn apart by dark energy. There's the heat death of the universe, which is probably the most likely, where the universe just expands and expands and expands forever and gets colder and darker and emptier until everything sort of fades away. And then there are a few newer ideas that you can have this instability in the cosmos that causes something called vacuum decay. And then there's bouncing cosmologies where you have cycles of destruction and rebirth of the universe.
Which do you think is the weirdest or maybe the worst?
I think the worst would really be the big crunch. You would see the rest of the universe kind of coming toward you, and the universe would be getting more and more dense and hotter, and you would have this hot radiation background that was like slowly cooking you. I mean, I would find that really terrifying.
It's like a scary sci-fi novel, isn't it? All the stars hurtling towards you. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because you would see it coming and you would be able to calculate like when it's going to get really bad. So that's the one that I find terrifying. The one that I find the weirdest is definitely vacuum decay, because the way that would work is we have this Higgs field, which is this energy field that pervades all of space. We know about the Higgs field because we discovered the Higgs boson, which is a particle associated with that field. The Higgs field has sort of a value, and that number connects to how physics works, how particles interact with each other, how they have mass. And we know that Higgs field had a different value in the very early universe, and then that the Higgs field changed, became what it is today, and now we have this nice stable set of particles that interact with each other and everything's fine. But it's possible that the Higgs field could change value. And if it did change value again, that would destroy physics as we know it. It would destroy particles as we know them. In principle, that is possible that the Higgs field could change value. And the way that would happen is that at one point in the universe, you would have this sort of quantum tunneling event that would change the value of the Higgs field. We wouldn't be able to predict where or when it would happen, but when it happened, it would create a bubble of a kind of space in which this new set of laws of physics exists, called a true vacuum. And that bubble would expand out at about the speed of light and just destroy everything in the universe. And you wouldn't see it coming, and it would just be like, boom, you know, that's it. That's the end of the universe.
I find that the scariest one.
Yeah, a lot of people find it really scary, actually. I get a lot of emails from people saying that they read about this and now they're terrified that vacuum decay is coming for them. First of all, we don't even know if it could happen, because it's based on the idea that we understand particle physics completely. And we know that that can't be true, because our particle physics can't even at the moment explain what dark matter is and stuff like that. Like, we know that there are holes in our picture. But even if it could, we wouldn't expect it for 10 to the power of 100 years or something like that. It would be a very long time from now. It's extremely unlikely that it would happen soon.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of years.
Yeah.
What's the doomsday clock looking like in general for these end of the universe scenarios?
With the heat death, it's so long in the future that it doesn't even make sense to talk about the numbers. You know, you've got 10 to the 10 to the whatever as a timescale for when that's finally over. For something like the Big Rip, about 200 billion years is the earliest possible Big Rip scenario that's consistent with our current data. For a Big Crunch, probably if that were going to happen, we'd have, you know, tens of billions of years at the very least. You don't really have to worry about it anytime soon.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.